McFarland reports on how government employees are preparing themselves.
As the clock ticks down, it's federal workers who may end up paying the price.
It brings on anxiety, especially during this time of year.
Aaron Barker works for the TSA and is a union rep at Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport.
We are definitely praying and hoping, fingers, toes, whatever you can cross, that it does not happen.
And he warns even though TSA officers are essential employees and remain on the job, there could be shortages if some don't show.
In Magdeburg, Germany, a driver rammed a car into a crowded Christmas market. Security contributor Sam Vinograd.
The suspect is being questioned. Whether the suspect is cooperative or not, we don't know. The vehicle is being searched. There have been indications that there may be an explosive device within the vehicle.
German authorities say the suspect is a doctor from Saudi Arabia. At least two people were killed and as many as 60 others injured. Reporter Haley Ott in London says the incident is bringing back a lot of disturbing memories.
I think that a lot of people are thinking of the attack that happened in 2016 when a truck drove into a Christmas market in Berlin. 13 were killed in that attack. Dozens were injured. And it really challenged the sense of security that a lot of Germans had around those Christmas markets and, frankly, a lot of Europeans had around mass gatherings. And I think this has probably reignited that feeling in a lot of people.
In this country, the holiday escape is well underway. CBS's Skylar Henry is in Atlanta.
Hartsfield-Jackson alone says that they anticipate more than 3.7 million travelers by air. Take that into consideration with other major cities and airports, and it's going to be record-shattering all across the country.
A Delphi, Indiana man has been sentenced to 130 years in prison for killing two teenage girls as they were hiking back in 2017. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials finished up 498 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles with headlines we're working on today. Well, a new county executive has been elected in Racine County. Unofficial numbers say businessman Ralph Malecki defeated County Clerk Wendy Christensen in yesterday's special election. Malecki will finish the term of the late Jonathan Delagrave, who unexpectedly passed away back in June. A little slipping and sliding with yesterday's snow in Racine and Kenosha counties. The totals to the north were much higher. Milwaukee County, somewhere between 2 and 4 inches. You get north of Milwaukee or Ozaukee County, Sheboygan saw an excess of 6 to 8 inches of snow up around the Green Bay area. And they're still digging out almost 9 to 10 inches up in northeast Wisconsin. Hear local news at the top and bottom of every hour or get it on demand online at WRJN.com. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Jordan Love says he's good to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice this weekend, getting ready for Monday Night Football after suffering a knee injury in September and later a groin injury. Now, in late December, quarterback Jordan Love was asked how he's feeling heading into this week's game against the Saints.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a lot better physically, you know, not really dealing with any lingering injuries. So it feels good being out there, and, you know, it definitely helps being 100% and not having to worry about anything being out there on the field.
The Packers 13.5-point favorites over New Orleans. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Then tomorrow night, they'll be back home against the Washington Wizards. The Badgers basketball team hosts the Detroit Mercy Titans Sunday at 1 p.m. Badgers center Stephen Crowell on improving after a rough start to the season.
I just got to keep giving credit to my teammates and my coaches pushing me these past few weeks and just being coachable, I think, is the big thing. You can't point fingers. You got to look yourself in the mirror and just figure it out.
That's the Badgers Stephen Crowell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday, a high in the mid-20s. Partly sunny for Sunday, high low 30s. A few flurries Monday, dry Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, highs throughout mid-30s. It's 28 degrees right now.
Home Rolling Stones on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and I want to say Merry Christmas to a very good boy. You're such a good boy. A new survey finds that 85% of pet owners say they will buy their pets a holiday gift, and 16% of those people said they would spend more than $100.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it will work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees.
Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Seeming like I'm having fun, although she may be.
is my makeup I wear since my breakup with you.
Sunshine go away today, I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life, he don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. Buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run. Another day, I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. Maybe you're thinking of heading to the movies this weekend. Let's check in with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters and see what's playing, Brett.
Well, we've got some big releases, and the first one is Mufasa, The Lion King. The story follows the orphan Mufasa, who's befriended by a young Prince Taka and adopted into his family, where the pair become as close as brothers. And the next movie is another family movie, Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails reunite against a powerful new adversary, Shadow. He's a mysterious villain with powers unlike anything they've ever faced before. Of course, we'll also see Jim Carrey back as Dr. Robotnik. And the last one is Homestead. A former Green Beret and other survivors take refuge inside an elaborate compound when a nuclear bomb is detonated in Los Angeles and the nation devolves into chaos. All of the movies are on sale now at your local cinema for the holiday season. Make your plans and reserve your seats for some fantastic entertainment.
All right, Brent, it's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
It's the Shirelles and Mama Said on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Snow's over. That's good. It's going to be chilly tonight, though. Partly cloudy and a low of 14. Tomorrow, Saturday, mostly sunny and 24. Sunday, up to 32. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Gene Autry on WRJN.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Comet.
Hamlet and Cupid and Dahmer and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Baby love.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow, in for Stuart J. Waddles. Yesterday's special election for Racine County Executive is over. Ralph Malecki defeated County Clerk Wendy Christensen. He will now fulfill the remainder of the role that Jonathan Delagrave vacated in June with his unexpected passing. Yesterday's snow, just in time for the celebration of many of the winter solstice. Yeah, we didn't get hit too bad here in Racine or Kenosha County. Well north of Milwaukee, though, 6 to 10 inches fell all the way up to Green Bay. But what does it mean when the shortest day of the year arrives? Or is it the longest night of the season?
Of the four major December holidays, Yule, Christmas, Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, Yule, or the winter solstice, appears on the calendar first this year. Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld, Wisconsin, says this time of year is the perfect time to embrace different celebrations and cultures.
Take this as a real opportunity to learn about cultural diversity and the rich tapestry of celebration that humankind has had as we have moved into the renewing of the sun, the renewing of self, and planetary renewal as well.
Yule celebrations begin on the longest night of the year, December 20th, and continue through New Year's Day.
And that's Lisa Hale reporting from Civic Media News. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. News at the top and bottom of every hour and updates when you need them online at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday, a high in the mid-20s. Partly sunny for Sunday, high low 30s. A few flurries Monday, dry Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, highs throughout mid-30s. It's 28 degrees right now.
broke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And in the wake of the assassination of the United Healthcare CEO, Americans were asked what the crime of the century is so far. And the number one answer, of course, is the 9/11 attacks that came out on top, followed by the January 6th insurrection attack at the U.S. Capitol.
Another pleasant valley sun.
folk, and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Family.
Oh, yeah.
A cozy place. my imagination
once again.
Home for local news, timeless hints, and Green Bay Packer football, WRJN. Next Packer game coming up Monday night in prime time against the Saints at Lambeau Field.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
We all love our Green Bay Packers. You can hear the game Monday night beginning at 5, the pregame kickoff just after 7. Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron have all the action, and it's all brought to you locally by The Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, book your holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Green Bay Packer football this Monday night and all season long on WRJN.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Now playing at the Racine Theater Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way as well. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I'll talk to you again Monday afternoon at 2. Have a great weekend.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. She simply caught my eye. I love.
got something that moves my soul. And she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mind. She's no one's lover tonight. With me she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation has broken through my soul. Oh, temptation has. You've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Just the same, my head is spinning. She's got a way to keep me on her side. It's just a ride, it's never ending. Tonight with me she'll be so exciting. I want her all for myself. Love, temptation eyes, looking through my soul. The temptation eyes, you've got to love me. Got to love.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The House appears to have just passed a bill to keep the government funded, preventing a shutdown at midnight.
This Christmas, let's give we the people their due, a funded government from leaders who are true. So as we vote on this CR, let's keep this in sight. America first. And to all, a good night.
CBS's Nicole Killian.
It continues to be this difficult needle to thread in terms of, you know, trying to please the Trump wing of the party, trying to potentially maybe get Democrats on board, trying to get something that will pass muster in the Senate.
It still needs Senate approval. The White House says President Biden backs the funding bill. In Magdeburg, Germany, a car plowed through a crowded Christmas market today, killing two people and injuring as many as 60 others. Reporter Haley Ott.